With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Special Counsel Robert Hur is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee about his investigation into the handling of classified documents by President Biden. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan says Special Counsel Hur's report lays out a clear case against the president.
Mr. Hur produced a 345-page report, but in the end, it boils down to a few key facts. Joe Biden kept classified information. Joe Biden failed to properly secure classified information, and Joe Biden shared classified information with people he wasn't supposed to.
Hur concluding in his report, Biden should not face criminal charges over his mishandling of documents, but also impugn the president's age and competence. Also at SRNnews.com, consumer prices in the United States picked up last month, a sign that inflation remains a persistent challenge for the Federal Reserve and for President Biden's reelection campaign. Prices rose 0.4% from January to February, a pickup from the previous month's figure of 0.3%. During a meeting with Caribbean leaders concerning Haiti, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there is an urgency and need of support.
What we've seen in recent days again should remind us that the already challenging and difficult security situation has now deteriorated even further and makes the multinational support mission even more important than ever.
Meanwhile, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry has resigned after weeks of mounting chaos, bowing to international pressure that seeks to save the country overwhelmed by violent gangs. Scores of people have been killed. On Wall Street, the Dow has had 226 points, the NASDAQ adding 196 points. This is SRN News. As American pastors grapple with criticism from the political left in our country, author, educator, and advocate for Christian apologetics Alex McFarland says the term Christian nationalist is being casually thrown around in an attempt to silence religious leaders. McFarland urges Christians to be strong and to speak out against attempts to muzzle them from speaking scriptural truth.
See, here's the thing. I'm a Christian, and I care about America. According to Rob Reiner and James Carville, that makes me a bad guy. James Carville was on television with Bill Maher, and he said, Christians are a bigger threat to America than Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's not even rational. If caring about the future of the United States makes me a bad guy, then I guess I'm a bad guy. But am I a Christian, and do I care about our nation? You bet, and I pray for this country every day.
Alex McFarland currently serves as director of the Christian Worldview Center located in Greenville, South Carolina. This is SRN News. A growing number of postal carriers are being robbed while on the job, and injuries are on the rise as well.
Robberies hit 643 last year, an increase of almost 30%. Robberies resulting in injuries doubled to 61 among letter carriers. One Houston postal carrier says she and her colleagues feel like sitting ducks. The Postal Service began a crackdown last year that included hundreds of arrests, while replacing tens of thousands of the universal keys sought by criminals. The robberies did slow over the past 5 months. Rich Thomason reporting.
Former New York Mets and Yankee star Daryl Strawberry recovering from a heart attack and is at SMM Health St. Joseph Hospital in Missouri. Strawberry stricken on Monday. That was a day before the eight-time All-Star's 62nd birthday. Strawberry, who lives in O'Fallon, Missouri, is resting comfortably. More details at SRNnews.com.